The early morning air was crisp and still, carrying the faint scent of ozone from the testing outfit that had been running throughout the night. Musk arrived before dawn, walking designedly across the launch pads toward the starship and the independent niche module. Each face, each confluence, each panel held the weight of perfection and the eventuality for unlooked-for complications. Musk scrutinized them methodically, his eyes catching indeed the subtlest defects. This was end-bare examination. It was an exercise in foresight, an expectation of problems that might arise hundreds of thousands of kilometers down. Every step he took was both physical and internal, a trial of contingencies and corrective measures. Inside the operations center, masterminds were formally covering telemetry feeds from the starship and the niche module. Musk moved quietly among the consoles, absorbing information from dozens of aqueducts at formerly energy labors, communication quiescence, propulsion performance, and environmental simulations. A small change in the module's internal power distribution caught his attention. While insignificant to utmost, Musk incontinently called in the applicable masterminds. Within twinkles, they traced the issue to a minor misalignment in a power controller. Musk oversaw the correction, attesting that all redundancies were functional and that the adaptation would not waterfall into other systems. He didn't treat this as a minor palm. For him, constant alert was the only safeguard against disaster. By mid-morning, Musk shifted focus to the starship's line and environmental simulations. The module was entering a phase where Martian gravitational pull, solar radiation, and microthruster effectiveness all needed nonstop forfeiture, tuning. Musk convened the navigation platoon, posing precise questions about implicit edge cases. However, he asked, can the automated systems compensate completely? What's the maximum respectable divagation before we risk failure? Masterminds ran rapid-fire recalculations and acclimated line parameters under Musk's vigilant eye if the module drifts slightly off the prognosticated path during thruster adaptations. He interposed only when subtle misalignments or overlooked contingencies appeared, stropping the platoon's focus with his quiet, exacting presence. In the autumn, Musk reviewed the niche module's deployment protocols. Solar arrays, oxygen recycling units, and environmental controls were each anatomized strictly. He questioned timing, sequence delicacy, and redundancy. However, he asked, how does the system compensate? Will power input remain sufficient for independent operation? Masterminds tested iterative simulations while Musk observed quietly if a solar panel selector lags by indeed half alternate. Each adaptation, still minor, had consequences that would echo across the module's operations once it reached Martian soil. Laterally, Musk turned to Neuralink telemetry from Levy's and Long, duration insulation simulations. Subtle declines in attention and problem, working effectiveness were apparent under dragged stress. Musk considered ways to integrate adaptive cognitive support systems into the niche's robotization, allowing astronauts to maintain focus, functional effectiveness, and decision, timber capacity under extreme insulation. He sketched implicit interfaces linking neural data to environmental controls, task prioritization, and automated backing. Every detail signified, in conditions where mortal life depended on technology, indeed minor crimes could prove critical. As evening approached, Musk stepped outdoors compactly. The cold air was sharp, and stars appeared one by one outflow, distant and indifferent, yet constant. Far further, the independent module continued its trip toward Mars. Musk reflected on the scale of what was unfolding decades of medication, innumerous insomniac nights, and precise prosecution were clustering into a single, unknown charge. The weight of responsibility was immense, but so was the quiet exhilaration of progress. Each computation, each adaptation, and each corrective action had moved humanity closer to establishing its first base on another world. Returning outside, Musk reviewed logs, vindicated simulations, and set parameters for late monitoring. Everything was nominal, power, line, communication, and environmental systems were stable. Yet he didn't loiter on consolation. For him, success was provisional, dependent on grim alert, perfection, and foresight. Every step, Every decision and every adaptation brought humanity closer to a reality that had formerly was only in imagination. The charge was far from complete, but each deliberate action assured that the unborn Musk envisaged was steadily coming into focus. The day unfolded with a focused intensity in the operations center. Musk moved still among the consoles, surveying telemetry aqueducts from the Starship and independent niche module, each line of data a reflection of numerous hours of design, computation, and testing. A small change in power readings caught his eye. Though minor, he incontinently called in the engineering platoon. Within moments, the source was linked, a slight timing neutralize in a backup controller. Musk supervised the correction tete-a-tete, attesting that all redundancies were complete and that the adaptation would not compromise other systems. For him, similar industriousness was essential. Indeed, a bitsy error could magnify into charge, hanging failure across the vast distances of space. By mid-morning, Musk gathered the navigation and line brigades. The module had entered a critical phase of its trip toward Mars, where gravitational pulls, solar radiation, and microthruster effectiveness all needed precise attention. Musk asked detailed, probing questions. However, can automated corrections compensate completely? How long before mortal intervention would be necessary? The platoon ran rapid-fire simulations, recalculating thruster becks and refining line adaptations under Musk's observation if the orbital path deviates slightly. He fitted only when subtle misapprehensions or overlooked contingencies hovered the perfection of the charge. His quiet authority and regular questioning elevated the platoon's focus, turning indeed minor computations into exercises of extreme significance. In the autumn, attention shifted to niche module deployment. Musk reviewed every selector, detector, and automated sequence, checking each for implicit failure points. Solar arrays had to be in place with perfect timing, environmental controls demanded to stabilize autonomously, and oxygen recycling systems had to engage faultlessly. What if one selector lags by lower than an alternate, he asked. Will the system compensate completely? Are all redundancies functional? Masterminds reran iterative simulations, refining algorithms, vindicating backup systems, and icing functional perfection. Musk observed quietly, intermediating only when necessary. Every refinement, though small, could mean the difference between a smooth deployment and a critical malfunction upon Martian appearance. Latterly, Musk reviewed Neuralink telemetry from Long, duration insulation tests, levees. Cognitive performance showed slight declines under drag stress, indicating the need for integrated adaptive support systems. Musk considered how the niche module could cover neural exertion, stoutly acclimate environmental factors, and give task operation cues to maintain mortal focus and decision timber. He sketched implicit interface designs, considering quiescence, algorithmic adaptations, and fail strongboxes. In Musk's mind, survival on Mars would calculate as important on the harmony between mortal cognition and independent systems as on the tackle itself. As evening approached, Musk stepped outdoors, the air sharp and amping. Stars were bright and distant outflow, indifferent to mortal ambition, while far further, the independent module continued its advised line toward Mars. Musk reflected on the scale and complexity of what was unfolding. Every computation, every adaptation, and every late night of planning and oversight had brought humanity closer to establishing a base on another world. The weight of responsibility was immense, but it was tempered by the steady, inarguable progress. Each precise action moved the charge forward, one deliberate step at a time. Returning outside, Musk reviewed logs, vindicated simulations, and set parameters for late monitoring. All systems were nominal energy distribution troop, line aligned, dispatches functional, and environmental controls operating within anticipated ranges. Yet Musk did and dwell on consolation. Success was always provisional, taking ongoing alert, recalibration, and expectation of unlooked-for challenges. Each decision, each adaptation, and each scrupulous computation assured that the future he'd envisaged for decades was gradationally getting reality. Humanity's first independent base on another Earth was no longer theoretical. It was unfolding, one deliberate action at a time. Night had completely descended over the launch point, leaving the starship and independent niche module illuminated under the stark gleam of floodlights. Musk remained in the operations center long after utmost of the platoon had left. The soft hum of ministry and the gleam of dozens of observers were his companions, each screen filled with telemetry, environmental readings, and system logs. Musk moved designedly among the consoles, surveying for anomalies, anticipating implicit issues, and attesting redundancies. Indeed, minor diversions could waterfall into significant problems once the module reached Martian route, and Musk treated every signal with scrupulous care. A subtle alert appeared on one examiner, a slight communication detention with a relay satellite. Though nearly negligible, Musk responded incontinently. He traced the signal path, counting for orbital shifts, solar hindrance, and system redundancies. Within twinkles, the source of minor timing misalignment in a backup relay was linked and corrected under Musk's supervision. Dispatches stabilized, and the module's line remained secure. Musk didn't celebrate. For him, the absence of failure was only the birth. True success depended on constant alert, perfection, and expectation of every variable. Latterly, Musk convened a small platoon for a final review of the niche module's deployment systems. Every selector, detector, and automated sequence had to operate faultlessly upon Worf. Musk scanned each step, probing edge cases and implicit failure points. However, he asked, how will it affect solar panel alignment? If in selector misfires by indeed a bit of an alternate. The room moved with quiet intensity, completely apprehensive that perfection was essential not just for success, but for survival in the harsh terrain of Mars. As night approached, Musk returned to Neuralink telemetry. Levies and long, duration insulation tests showed stable neural exertion, but subtle cognitive oscillations suggested the need for adaptive support integration. Musk envisaged a system linking neural feedback with niche robotization, enabling the module to acclimate environmental controls, task prioritization, and real-time problem working backing. This integration could maintain astronaut focus and cognitive performance under extreme conditions. Every interface, every connection, every adaptation signified, indeed small crimes could have critical consequences for mortal life in insulation. Eventually, Musk walked through the quiet operations center, reviewing logs, conforming parameters, and attesting contingency protocols for late monitoring. All systems were stable line aligned, energy distribution functional, dispatches dependable, and environmental systems operating negligibly. Yet he didn't loiter on consolation. Success was provisional, dependent on scrupulous oversight and non-stop recalibration. Every computation, every insomniac night, and every adaptation had contributed to this moment, a mortal design system moving autonomously through space, prepared to sustain life on another world. Before leaving, Musk stepped outdoors one last time. The night sky stretched endlessly over, stars distant and indifferent, while far further, the independent module continued its trip toward Mars. Musk absorbed the weight of responsibility and the quiet exhilaration of progress. The charge was far from complete, but each decision, each adaptation, and each deliberate action brought humanity closer to a reality once imaginable only in dreams. The future was no longer theoretical. It was precise, unfolding, and impregnable, a testament to mortal imagination, foresight, and determination.